Good morning.
Good morning.
It is wonderful to be with you this morning.
跟大家在一起，非常高兴。
Shall we pray?
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we come before you.
天父，我们来到你的面前。
We pray that you will humble our hearts.
主啊，我们求你，让我们谦卑在你的面前。
That we may listen to your words this morning.
我们可以听到你的话语。
As an individual person,
让我们每一个人可以单个的来到你面前。
Reflect the words that are about to be spoken and how that translates into our lives to live a life that glorifies you.
让你的话语进入到我们的生命里面，让我们知道如何来荣耀你。
Amen.
Amen.
One of my favorite author is a man by the name of John Maxwell.
我有一个非常喜欢的作者叫做 John Maxwell.
John is a pastor, an author, and universally recognized as one of the greatest thinkers on the subject of leadership.
John 他是一个牧师，也是一个作家，也是普遍被认为是一个在领袖学上面有思想的一个人物。
In one of his books, he talks about a particular principle. He called it the principle of paying the price.
在他的有一本书里面，他特别提到有一个的原则，就是讲到这个原则就是要付上代价。
In it, he says that when we fail to pay the price, oftentimes that we will fail to reach our full potential.
他说假如我们不能够付上代价，我们也不能够达到我们那个挖掘我们的潜能。
And he uses the analogy of mountain climbing.
他用这个比喻，就是你登山的比喻。
He reminds us that most people, when they go climb mountains, they don't quit at the bottom of the mountain. Most people wait halfway up the mountain.
他谈到这个比喻说人们登山的时候他们不是在山底下放弃而是在半中间放弃。
Why do people quit halfway up the mountain?
为什么他们到了一半的时候他们会放弃呢?
You see, halfway up the mountain, this is the easiest time to quit, but it's also the worst.
在半中间是比较容易放弃但也是最坏的一个放弃的时间。
After the initial rush of adrenaline has worn off,
当你最初的那个冲劲消失的时候
，halfway up the mountain, your body is tired.
在半中间，你的身体感觉到疲惫的时候
，and you look up and you can't see the end.
你往上看，你可能看不到终点。
The challenge ahead of you has become so obvious, that's when you are tempted to seize any opportunity to quit.
因为你看不到那个终点，所以呢，你这个时候你就容易放弃。
So true, isn't it?
是不是非常真实呢？
I can think of many times in my own life when I have started a diet.
可以想象到说在我们自己的生活里面有一次有好多次想要这个节食。
It tend to be every January.
就每年那个一月份的时候。
I started with lots of enthusiasm and good intentions.
有很多的乐情也有很多的这个好的想法。
I joined a gym.
参加了这个gym.练身房健身房
I put myself on a schedule to work out
也让自己定期说要去那里锻炼
except after a first few shakes you know the shakes drinks
就是吃了那个shake 就是那些饮料
after the first couple of workouts
几个锻炼
Only to give up.
就是放弃了。
You know, I have been an educator for over 30 years.
他作为一个教育工作者已经超过30年的时间。
There is a staggering statistics in higher education.
他说在那个 高等教育里面有一个统计。
It is something many Asian family we don't really experience.
很多亚裔的家庭可能没有经历到的。
Because our kids go to college and they finish.
因为我们的小孩通常到了大学，他们最后也完成学业了。
But in the United States.
但是呢，在美国。
Statistics shows that less than half of all college freshmen that starts college with the greatest intentions but never graduate.
但是呢，也在美国很多的大学生差不多一半进入到大学有很好的热情但是却没有完成大学的学业
We all experience moments in our lives where we start something with the greatest intentions however we found a way to quit
我们都开始一段旅程有很好的目的但是到最后都放弃了
Whether it is abandoning a project a dreamOr pursuit of a goal.
是否你有这样一个的计划？有想要追求，都会放弃的。
We are all familiar with the temptation to give up when faced with challenges and obstacles.
所以，当我们遭遇到挑战、困难的时候，我们就想到要放弃。
There's a picture up there with me and my two boys. This is probably I would say about 12 years ago, if not longer.
是 Baron 和他的两个儿子的照片，大概是十二年前。
Ethan, you might remember the story, and this is not the actual event, but I just show you how old they were at the time.
这个 Ethan 可能记得这个照片，也许这个不是确实那个比赛，但是就是让 Ethan 记得那个时候大概是多少年纪。
Sorry, Pastor Yan, this is not in my notes, so I apologize. We were invited to a father and son overnight camping with some friends.
在那个晚上呢 ，Baron 和两个儿子就是邀请到有一个 camping， 就是单单是父亲和儿子的。
The next day we woke up, they had a whole day of activities, competition between the fathers and the sons and the other fathers and sons.
到了第二天早上，他们醒来的时候呢，就有一个比赛，就是。父子组合跟另外一对的父子组合。
We were doing pretty well throughout the day until the last event.
他们开始的时候都做得很好，一直到比赛的最后。
They tied our feet together, the three of us, on the planks.
他们把父子三个人的这个腿绑在一起，在一个
木头
上面。
Yeah. And then we had to walk this track.
所以呢，在那个轨道上面，他们要三个人一起走。
Boy, that was it was hard.
非常的困难。
Very difficult.
非常困难。
We fell down several times.
他们好几次都摔倒了。
To a point that our boys were crying.
小孩子都几乎要哭了。
I was tired. I was exhausted.
他非常的疲累，精疲力尽。
We couldn't get it right to how to walk together.
几乎不能够走到终点。
Just I thought about forget it. This is dumb. We're just going to quit.
所以呢，在那个时候，他就说，这是一个愚蠢的比赛，要放弃。
Darren in the back says this.
Darren 在后面说
，Ethan, stop crying. We're chums.
他说，Ethan 不要哭了，我们是从家。
We don't quit.
我们从家的人，我们不放弃的。
Ethan said, "Yes, we're chums. We don't quit."
Ethan 说我们是从家的人，所以呢，我们是不放弃的。
Well, how can Dad quit?
所以呢，儿子不放弃，做父亲的怎么可以放弃呢
？So we dust ourselves up and we started walking again.
所以呢，他们拍拍灰尘，又开始走了。
And we finished.
然后最终完成。
Last.
最后一名。
Maybe that's the reason why in our family, I always ask my children when they come to the time of decision to either stop doing something or to quit, I ask them to reconsider.
这个就是为什么在从家他们每次到了一些决定的时候是要停止放弃呢他们Baron 会要求他们重新考虑。
To not have any regrets and finish what you start.
就是要完成，他们怎么开始的，要怎么完成。
In our lives, when we give in to this temptation to not finish what we started, it often leads to regret and prevents us from ultimately reaching the destination that we want to get to.
所以呢，当我们开始的时候，我们常常受到这个诱惑，我们不要完成，以至于我们不能完成我们原来的计划。
But one thing for sure.
但是有一件事情非常确实。
Quitting halfway up the mountain ensures that you will never get to where you want to go.
所以你在爬山的半程，你放弃的话，你不会到达终点。
And become who you're meant to be.
不会成为你应该成为的那个样子。
There is no difference in our Christian life as well.
在我们基督徒的生命里面也是一样。
Brother, sister, did you know that in the United States, over 38% of people who come to know Jesus as their Lord, Christians, professing Christians, leave their faith within the first 5 years of coming to know Jesus?
弟兄姊妹，你知不知道，在美国38%的基督徒，他们虽然承认他们的信仰，但是在前五年里面，他们会放弃他们的信仰。
God, however, calls us to be different.
但是神对我们的呼召却是不一样的。
In James chapter 4, verse 14, it says, Why do you not even know what will happen tomorrow? What is your life? Your life is like a vapor. It only appears for a moment, but vanishes.
在雅各书第四章第十四节，雅各告诉我们，为什么你不知道明天会如何？因为我们的人生就好像云雾一般，你不知道明天到底会怎么样。
Our life is like a vapor. It only appears for a moment and then it vanishes.
因为我们的人生就好像那个云雾一样，迅速的消散。
This verse reminds us the temporary nature of life.
这里呢就告诉我们，我们人生的本相到底是怎么样。
Here life is compared to a vapor that appears for a moment and then vanishes.
在这里呢，把我们的人生跟云雾做比较，来得快，去得也快。
This imagery emphasizes the briefness and the fragility of our life on earth.
这里就告诉我们，我们人生的短暂和我们人生在世上人生的脆弱。
This verse really spoke to me when I visited Taiwan this past December.
这节的经文确实向我说话，当我去年十二月到台湾的时候。
I left Taiwan when I was 11 years old. 46 years have passed.
Byron 离开台湾是46年以前，那个时候他11岁。
When I stepped onto the city of Taipei,The overwhelming emotion.
所以当他踏上台北那块土地的时候，他心里面感触良多。
This experience, I see the people, the smell, the noise, the street, the traffic, the food.
所以在那里，他看到熟悉的人，闻到他那个熟悉的味道，见到那个。听到那些噪音，到了那些熟悉的街道。
Everything brought me back to 1978.
所有这些都把它带回到1978年。
46 years felt like it was yesterday.
这个46年就好像是昨天。
I can clearly remember what was like growing up to Taiwan as a child.
所以他非常清楚地记得，作为一个小孩，在台湾，怎么样长大。
I walked the old streets that I used to walk.
他在他曾经走过的那些小街上行走。
I visited the wet markets that my mom and I used to walk together.
他走进那个市场是Byron 和崇妈曾经去过的。
I took the same walk to school.
他上学的那个路他也走在那里。
I went back to my elementary school.
他回到他的小学。
I stood in the same schoolyard.
他站在那个学校的操场里面。
I stood in front of where my old house used to be when I was 11 years old.
他站在他们原来的这个台北的旧居，当他11岁的 那个时候那个台北的旧居。
I ate at the same restaurants my parents used to take me when I was a child.
他在那个四十六年前，他的父母曾经带他去的那个饭店里面，在那里吃饭。
Except I am now almost 58 years old.
只是说他现在快要五十八岁了。
Where did the time go?
时间到底去了哪里呢？
When I was young, I thought I had all the time in the world.
当他年轻的时候，他觉得他有数不尽的时间。
Now as I get older, I feel the opposite, not enough time.
但是当年老的时候，感觉到时间不够。
Life is indeed fragile, like a vapor that only appears for a moment.
所以呢，这个生命是何短暂而脆弱，就好像云雾一样。
When we consider James 4:14 along with Psalm 90:12,
我们可以把雅各书的第四章十四节和诗篇的九十篇十二节放在一起去思想。
Which urges us to number our days that we may gain a new heart of wisdom.
让在诗篇的九十二篇十二节那里告诉我们要数算我们的日子，以至于我们可以得到那个智慧。
When we combine these two verses, we begin to have a fuller understanding of the significance of our time and how we choose to use it.
当我们把这两节经文放在一起去思想的时候，我们才可以想到我们今天的日子是多么的重要，让我们想到我们怎么样去数算使用我们今天的日子。
Numbering our days is recognizing the limited time that we have been given on earth.
数算我们的日子，要让我们知道我们在世界上的日子是短暂的。
And how important it is that we need to be intentional how we live out each moment of our lives.
所以在人生的每一刻，我们都要有一个计划。
Numbering our days calls us to assess our priorities, invest in things with eternal values, and pursue a life that honors God.
数算日子告诉我们，我们要定下我们人生的优先次序，把我们的生命放在那个永恒的价值里面，以至于让我们可以让我们的人生来荣耀神。
When we understand the fleeting nature of life and the importance of storing our time wisely, it compels us to strive for a life that finishes well.
当我们知道时光飞逝，也让我们知道说要非常重要的让我们来投资在我们自己的时间，管理好我们自己的时间，就让我们知道说我们要让我们的人生有一个美好的终点。
We see it throughout the Bible that God calls his people to finish well.
我们看到在整本的圣经里面，神呼召他的子民要有一个美好的终点。
He wants each of us to live a life with purpose and intentionality.
他要我们每一个人活出他的旨意，要有计划、有目的的活着。
Making the most of each day to glorify God.
让我们每一天都可以荣耀神。
It requires us to align our lives with God's purpose, to pursue righteousness, and to invest our time in the things that have lasting significance.
就是让我们的人生要降服在神的旨意下面，来追求他的公义，并且让我们这些事情都有一个永存的重要性目的。
As we approach Easter, we gather to remember the suffering and the death of Jesus on the cross.
当我们快要来到这个复活节的时候，我们都要思想主耶稣基督在十字架上的牺牲，他的重要的意义。
At the same time, we come together to celebrate his victory over death.
也让我们可以有这个机会来庆祝他在三天以后的复活这个重要的意义。
I'd like for us to take a look at John, the Gospel of John, chapter 19, verses 28 through 30.
所以呢，我们可以来看一看在约翰福音的第十九章二十八节到三十节。
I'm going to read this. After this, Jesus, knowing that everything had now been finished, and so that the scripture would be fulfilled, Jesus said, I am thirsty. A jar of sour wine was there, so they soaked the sponge in it and put the sponge on a stalk, a hyssop plant, and lifted up to Jesus' lips. And when he had received the drink, Jesus said, "It is finished." With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit.
约翰福音十九章二十八到三十节，这事以后，耶稣知道各样的事已经成了，为要使经上的话应验，就说我渴了。有一个器皿盛满了醋，放在那里，他们就拿海龙蘸满了醋，绑在牛膝草上，送到他口。耶稣尝了那醋，就说成了，便低下头将灵魂交付神了。
Jesus set the ultimate example of finishing well.
耶稣做了这个非常美好的榜样，就是在十字架上说成了。Jesus
finished well by obediently fulfilling God's redemptive plan for humanity.
耶稣完成了神的计划，因为他完成了神给他的救赎计划。Jesus
experienced physical thirst and suffering just like any human being.
他在十字架上经历了像人一样的那个渴，并且像人一样的受苦。Jesus
willingly experienced pain and suffering and death on a cross.
耶稣在十字架上，他愿意受苦，愿意牺牲。Jesus
proclaiming the completion of salvation, of surrendering his spirit to the Father.
耶稣宣告他完成了这个救恩的计划。
Jesus' death on the cross marked victory for our sin and death.
耶稣在十字架上的牺牲代表着他战胜了罪和死亡。And
offering eternal life to all who believe in him.
并且把这个永生给所有信他的人。Jesus
said, "It is finished."
他在十字架上说成了。
Which marked the completion of his earthly ministry, fulfilling the prophecies of the scriptures.
他在十字架上所完成的，也是对所有的先知预言的完成。As
we look at this moment of Jesus' death on the cross, how does that relate to our theme of finishing well?
当我们看到耶稣在十字架上所做的，跟我们日常的属灵生命有什么关联呢？
Our passage today in 1 Corinthians 15:1-10.
我们今天所读的经文是在哥林多前书的第15章第1到第10节。
Paul here emphasized, in order to finish well in this life, we must be firmly rooted in the foundation of Jesus' life, sacrifice, death, and resurrection.
保罗在那里说到，我们要有一个美好的终点，必须要以耶稣基督以他在十字架上所完成的作为根基，我们才可以站立得住。This
passage is broken up into three parts.
这段的经文分成三段。First
part is in verse 1 and 2.
就是第一段从第一节到第二节。
The passage this morning was an exhortation from Paul to the church of Corinth.
这段的经文是保罗对哥林多教会的一个鼓励。Paul
was reminding the church of Corinth the importance of finishing their faith journey strong.
保罗在那里鼓励哥林多的教会完成这个信仰的终点，要站立得住，站立得稳。
First, Paul emphasizes that the foundation of our faith rests upon the gospel of Jesus Christ.
第一，我们的根基，信仰的根基是耶稣基督所传的福音。This
underscores the significance of rooting our faith deeply in the sacrificial love of God, demonstrated through Jesus' death on the cross and his resurrection.
在那里，我们看到耶稣牺牲的爱，他在十字架上的牺牲。
By anchoring ourselves in the gospel.
在那里我们看到进入到耶稣基督所传的福音。
We establish a firm foundation that sustains us through life's trials and tribulations.
在任何的困难、任何的试炼当中，这个福音让我们可以站立得住。
The second part of this is in verse 3 and 4.
第二段呢，是从第三节到第四节。
Paul acknowledges the certainty of challenges and hardship in our lives.
他在那里告诉我们说，我们有患难，我们有挑战，在我们的生命里面有患难和挑战。
That each and every one of us will experience in this faith journey, just as we face many obstacles and persecutions in our lives, that we will no doubt experience this.
所以我们每一个人生命里面都会经历这些挑战和困难，这个是毫无疑问的。
Paul encourages us to walk this walk with perseverance and steadfast determination.
所以保罗在那里鼓励哥林多教会的弟兄姊妹走这条窄路，走这条有挑战的路。
In times of trials, our perseverance becomes a testimony of our transformative power of faith as we serve Jesus.
在这个灵命的过程里面，与主同行，可以成为主福音美好的见证。
The last part of this is in verse 5 through 10.
第三就是从第五节到第十节。
Paul reminds us that the central role of God's grace in our journey of faith.
保罗在那里提到，神的恩典成为我们信仰的中心。
While our own efforts is important, finishing well ultimately depends on reliance on God's grace.
虽然我们个人努力，但是最重要的是完全信靠神给我们的恩典。
It is through God's grace that we find strength.
只有通过神的恩典，我们才可以得到力量。
It is through God's grace that we find strength in our weaknesses.
只有神的恩典让我们在我们的软弱中间得到刚强。
And we also find strength in God's grace in time of hope and despair.
所以我们在这种境况里面，我们有盼望，我们有力量。
Therefore, finishing well is not about our own merits and accomplishment, but is about trusting the sufficiency of God's grace to carry us through the end.
所以这里不是讲到我们个人的努力，而是讲到完全的倚靠神，靠着他的恩典。
In essence, Paul calls us to finish our race of faith, including three key elements.
所以在这里，保罗讲到有三点，就是我们怎么样可以完成。
A secure foundation in the gospel of Jesus Christ.
就是有一个稳固的根基，就是耶稣基督。
Unwavering perseverance in the face of trials.
在挑战试炼的里面，毫不动摇的信心。
And a deep reliance on God's grace to sustain us.
对神的恩典有完全的信靠。
These three principles are important as we navigate life's journey with resilience, faith, and a steadfast assurance of God's presence in our lives.
这三个原则成为我们遭遇试炼的时候，非常非常重要的原则。
There's also something else that we must do in order to finish well.
其他的还有就是我们怎么样可以达到这个美好的终点呢？
In Philippians chapter 3, verses 7 through 14,
在腓立比书第三章第七到第十四节,
it says this, But whatever were gained to me, I consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things.I consider them garbage, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ. The righteousness that comes from God on the basis of faith. I want to know Christ. Yes, to know the power of his resurrection and participation in his suffering, becoming like him in his death. So, somehow attaining to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained all of this or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that which is Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press on towards the goal for the prize of the higher calling of God in Christ Jesus.
刚刚读到腓立比书第三章第七到第十四节。 只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的。不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督，并且得以在他里面，不是有自己因律法而得的义，乃是有信基督的义。 就是因信神而来的义，使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死，或者我也得以从死里复活。这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了。我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣可以得着我的。弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事。 就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
In Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 2, David declares that when we pursue the things of this world, all is vanity of vanities. All is vanity.
在传道书第一章第二节里面，智者说：“我们所世上所寻求的，都是虚空的虚空，虚空的虚空。” Vanity,
this phrase underscores the transient and the ultimate unsatisfying nature of worldly pursuit and achievement when they are disconnected from God.
虚空就表明说，我们在世上永不满足。其实我们在世上所追求的，都是 虚空而跟神无关的，因此而不满足。In
the context of finishing well,
假如我们说我们要到达那个美好的终点，
Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 2 serves as a sobering reminder of the emptiness of pursuing worldly desires and achievements apart from deep spiritual foundation.
所以呢， 传道书第一章第二节所提到的虚空，实际上提醒我们，那些虚空的东西是跟我们信仰的根基是无关联的。It
prompts us to reevaluate our priorities and perspective.
告诉我们重新来估算，重新来评估我们人生的优先权和我们人生的价值。
Recognizing that true fulfillment and lasting significance can only be found in knowing Christ.
我们只有认识耶稣基督，人生才可以得到满足。
This requires a radical shift in mindset.
所以在我们的思想里面要有一个剧烈的转变。
An acknowledgement that our own righteousness and accomplishment are insufficient to bring meaning and purpose to our lives.
让我们知道我们真正的成功，我们认为对的，我们的满足到底是什么？
In Philippians 3:7-14, we see that finishing well requires a relentless pursuit of a deepening relationship with Jesus.
所以刚刚我们读到在腓立比书第三章第七到十四节里面，保罗提到我们就是要通过与耶稣基督的那个关联关系。
Forsaking any reliance on our own righteousness and embracing the righteousness that comes through faith in Christ.
就是放弃与先前与我们有益的，我们觉得对的，而是单单来到耶稣基督的面前。
It is a journey of intimately knowing Jesus, sharing in his resurrection power, and even participating in his suffering.
在第十节那里提醒我们要认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。
Despite not having reached perfection, the call is to press forward, leaving behind our past, our successes, our accomplishment, our failures, and our pain, and focusing wholeheartedly on the goal set by Christ.
虽然我们还没有得着，已经说不是说我已经得着了，不是说已经完全了，但是努竭力追求可以得着。基督耶稣可以得着我的，所以就是要忘记背后，把我们的成功，把后面的都忘记，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑。
Finishing well means pressing on, striving towards becoming more like Jesus and the higher calling of God, which is well done, my good and faithful.
所以什么叫做要达到那个美好的终点呢？就是忘记背后，有更高的寻求，就是要更像耶稣基督，更加来到他的面前。
Earlier in my marriage,
在我在那个 Baron 婚姻的早期
，Joanna once asked me what my greatest fear in life was.
Joanna 曾经问 Baron 说，在你人生里面，你最惧怕的是什么？
I told her my greatest fear in life is one day when I'm old and looking back at my life.
她说我在人生里面最大的惧怕就是假如有一天我回首看我自己的人生。
And realize I did not live my life with a purpose and that my life would be insignificant.
假如看到我自己的人生活得没有目的，看到我自己的人生毫无意义。
That I did not have an impact for the kingdom of God.
假如我在神的国度里面没有任何的影响力，没有任何做任何的事情。
That I wasted my life chasing earthly things.
假如我，假如他浪费了自己的生命来追求世上的虚华。
I wasted my life storing up earthly treasures.
假如浪费自己的生命来在地上积财宝。
And wasting my time on things that had no eternal value.
假如浪费时间，花在那些没有永恒价值东西，价值的东西上面。
Brother, sister, I'm challenging you this morning. What is your greatest fear in life?
弟兄姊妹，今天早上对你的挑战，同样也是一样。你人生里面最大的惧怕到底是什么呢？
How have you spent your time? And your treasures.
你如何运用了你的时间，如何运用了你的财宝呢？
Our last passage this morning is found in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7.
我们今天讲的最后一段的经文是在提摩太后书第四章第七节。
Paul says, For I am already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time for my departure is near.I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have belonged long for his appearing.
提摩太后书第四章第七到第八节。保罗在这里说那我现在被交奠，我离世的时候到了，那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了，从今以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
Here in this passage, Paul shares a profound insight into the essence of a life well lived.
保罗在这里分享了一个很清楚的深刻的看见，就是怎么样的人生是美好的人生。
A life lived in faith.
就是有信心的人生。
A life marked by purpose, dedication, and a steadfast commitment to the Lord.
就是人生有目的，就是把自己完全的委身给主。
a life of significance with impact.
这样的人生是有影响力的，是重要的，因为委身给主。
Paul began by comparing his life to a drink offering.
保罗在这里把自己的人生比作一个交奠。
A drink offering being poured out in service to God.
这个交奠被泼洒出来，作为他对神的服事。
If we look back into Jewish rituals,
假如你看到犹太人的那种祭奠的习惯，
a drink offering involves pouring out wine as an offering to God.
这个交奠被泼洒出来的时候，表明是献给神。
Paul uses this imagery to convey the idea that his life is being poured out or sacrificed in service to God.
保罗在这里指着他自己的生命被浇奠泼洒出来献给神。
Just as a drink offering was poured out in worship, Paul sees his own life as a sacrificial offering to God, completely devoted to God's purpose.
所以保罗在这里把自己的生命比作在敬拜的时候被泼洒出来的那个浇奠，把自己的生命完全献给神。
Paul's life was dedicated entirely to the cause of Christ.
保罗的生命是完全的献给耶稣基督。
Paul did not hold back.
保罗自己没有任何的保留。
But rather poured out every being of himself.In serving God.
而是把他完全的泼洒出来，来献给神。
In this imagery that we find that the essence and the purpose and devotion qualities that exemplifies a life of faithfulness.
所以在这里他看到他的委身，他的奉献的目的，他的本质就是把自己完全的献给神。
And then Paul speaks about the nearing the end of his earthly journey.
保罗在这里讲到他在地上的生命快要结束了。
He acknowledges that the time for his departure is near.
保罗在这里讲到他离世的时候到了。
Yet amidst the anticipation of his imminent death, Paul expresses a sense of fulfillment.
保罗虽然提到说他离世的时候快到了，但是他心里面有这种的满足。
He had a peace. He had a deep satisfaction that can only come from a life well lived in service to God.
他在心里面有那个完全的平安，有那个完全的满足。这个满足只有从神那里来。
Throughout his ministry, Paul endured tremendous hardship, including persecution, imprisonment, and physical suffering.
在保罗的整个生命侍奉里面，保罗经历了许许多多的困苦，包括他被迫害，被放在监狱里面，并且他的肉体被打。
Yet in the midst of these challenges, Paul remained steadfast in his commitment to preaching the gospel and advancing God's kingdom.
但是在这样的困苦里面，保罗他传福音的心志，他要扩张神国度的心智没有动摇，没有改变。
Now as he nears the end of his earthly life,
当他现在离世的日子快要近的时候，
Paul can look back with a sense of fulfillment, knowing that he has faithfully carried out the responsibility entrusted to him by God.
但是当他离世的日子近的时候，他知道说，神给他的这个呼召给他所做的侍奉，那美好的仗他已经打过了。
Paul ends his message, by using a metaphor of a race to describe his journey of faith.
保罗在这里用这个比喻，就是好像那个奔跑的比喻。
He declares, "I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith."
保罗在这里说，那美好的仗我已经打过了。当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。
These words resonate with a sense of completion, a proclamation of a life lived with purpose and impact.
所以这个就是他对自己人生的一个解释。
Paul did not merely run the race, he finished it.
他完成了这个当跑的路。
This sense of accomplishment is not rooted in worldly successes or accolades, but acknowledging that he has remained faithful in the midst of challenges to fulfill God's purpose in his life.
他这种的满足并不是因为在他世上的满足和喜乐，而是因为完成了神给他所交托的、所交付的。
Similarly, brother and sister, we are called to finish our race with endurance.
同样的，弟兄姊妹，我们蒙神呼召，我们也是要完成神给我们的交托和使命。
Keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus.
让我们单单注目在耶稣基督上面。
Just as Paul pressed on towards the goal.
就好像耶稣看到这个终点。
So too, we are urged.
所以我们也得到这样的一个提醒。
To pursue our faith journey with diligence and determination.
所以也让我们有这样一个努力，并且有这样的一个坚韧。
Doesn't matter what seasons or stages of life that you are in right now.
不管你在人生的哪一个阶段。
Whether you are facing trials or experiencing moments of comfort.
无论你在困苦中间，或者你在安乐窝中间。
Our goal remains the same.
我们的目的都是一致的。
To press on with our eyes fixed on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith.
让我们注目在耶稣基督身上，他是我们一切信仰的开始。
In Hebrews 12:2, it says this.
在希伯来书第十二章第二节。
Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
希伯来书十二章的第二节，他说：仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
Jesus Christ serves as the ultimate example and the perfecter of our faith.
耶稣基督成为我们信心的榜样，也完成了神的托付。
As we fix our eyes on him,
当我们注目在耶稣基督的身上，
we are strengthened and empowered to overcome obstacles and to persevere till the end.
当我们注目在他身上的时候，我们就从他那里得着力量，以至于我们可以战胜那些试炼。
Our faith journey is not a marathon. I mean, it's not a sprint, but a marathon.
我们的信心旅程就好像一个马拉松一样。
It requires patience, endurance, and steadfastness.
需要有信心，需要有坚韧。
Paul says finishing the race is not merely a personal achievement.
保罗在这里很清楚地说，完成这个不是只是一个个人的目的，
but a testament of God's faithfulness in our lives.
而是对耶稣基督在我们生命里面的一个荣耀的见证。
It is God who enables us to run with endurance.
是神让我们可以有这个力量来完成这个旅程。
It is God who strengthens us in our weaknesses.
是神在我们的软弱中间加添给我们力量。
It is God who is beside us and goes before us in this race of life.
是神常常在我们的旁边，在我们的前面，让我们可以完成这个旅程。
Finally, Paul speaks of the crown of righteousness that awaits for him.
最后，保罗提到那个为他存留的公义的冠冕。
This crown that Paul speaks of.Symbolizes honor, victory, and recognition given to those who live their lives in accordance to God's will.
这个冠冕意思就是神给他的那个荣耀，给他的那个战胜，并且可以纪念那些把生命摆上的。
It is the hope and assurance that believers, that all of us have in the promise of eternal life and the reward of righteousness.That waits for us in the presence of Jesus.
这里给我们一个确据，给我们一个确证，就是在永恒生命里面的确证，在耶稣基督里面所得到的奖赏。
This crown is for all of us who long for the appearance of Christ.
这个公义的冠冕是为我们所有的人，当我们来渴慕耶稣基督的同在。
It is a reminder of the eternal reward that awaits us who remains faithful to the end.
让我们想到说，这是一个永恒的冠冕，永恒的奖赏。
As we close today,
当我们快要结束的时候，
Apostle Paul, he lived a life that's poured out in service to God.
使徒保罗他的人生就好像那个被泼洒出去的那个焦点。
He ran a race, his life, a race of life with purpose, perseverance, and a faith kept till the very end.
他的人生虽然有困苦，但是有坚忍。神一直保守他到终点。
Brothers and sisters, I don't know what you are striving for in your own life.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道你现在在你自己的人生里面，你寻求的是什么。
But the Bible is clear that our lives is like a vapor.
但是在圣经里面非常清楚，我们的人生就好像云雾一般。
It appears only for a moment and then it vanishes.
我们非常短暂的一刻，然后迅速的就消散了。
As followers of Jesus, we need to set our mind and our hearts on the things above.
我们作为耶稣基督的跟随者，我们应该让我们的眼目，让我们的心，完全的注目在他天上。
We need to seek things that pertain to eternity in our lives.
我们应该在永恒里面来寻求我们自己的人生。
Just as Apostle Paul lived out his commitment and persevere in his service to God,
就好像使徒保罗他活出他自己的生命，坚忍并且完全忠心与神。
Brothers and sisters, let us also strive to finish our race well.
我们也像使徒保罗一样，也让我们可以完成我们人生有一个美好的终点。
There will be a moment when each of us will stand before the Lord.
会有一刻我们都会站在主耶稣基督的面前。
And he will ask how we have chosen to spend our lives with the precious time and opportunity that had been entrusted to us.
神会问我们，我们怎么样用我们的时间，怎么样用我们宝贵的时间来荣耀他。
How will you respond?
你会怎么回答呢？
Will you be able to recount a life that was invested in things with eternal value?
你会说我把我的时间、金钱放在那个永恒价值里面吗？
A life that honors God and advancing His kingdom?
我的时间、金钱是荣耀他、扩张神的国度吗？
Brothers and sisters, let us eagerly anticipate the day when we will stand before our Lord and Savior.
让我们满有盼望，到有一天我们站在他的宝座前。
We stand before him as a living testimony of a life well finished.
让我们站在他面前，成为一个活的见证，说我们有成了，我们做了一个美好的见证，有美好的终点。
And receive the crown of righteousness as a testament to our faith, faithfulness, and our obedience.
也看到那个公义的冠冕，成为我们荣耀见证，奖赏给我们的。
Amen.
Amen.